When was the last time you heard that gospel? I thought I'd catch you all off guard. That's great. Well, let's just look at the first lines at this and meditate on them today, huh? As the Father loves me, I love you. Well, how does the Father love the Son? An infinite, eternal, total gift of Himself. That's what makes the Son. And the Son reflects that love back. And that giving and reflecting, that's joined in a person, the Spirit, who is the bond of love. And so, you think of the totality of that love. See, as the Father loves me, I love you. That comes from a human heart, but a divine person. I love you with the same infinite, unmeasured generosity that my Father loves me. So what are you afraid of? You know, come to me. I'll forgive you. I'll strengthen you. I'll protect you. I'll instruct you. In fact, I'm going to give you some instructions right now. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love. Well, now, that sounds to us like, oh, now there's more rules. You know, what I got to, if I want to stay in his love, I got to. Really? I mean, what he's saying is the opposite. I give you my love for you. And that love that I give you is your love back to me. So in that love back to me, be as sensitive to me as I am to the Father. Because it's a relationship of love. Now when we start off in the spiritual life, you know, there's a lot of struggle with bad habits and all that sort of stuff. But the Lord keeps saying, don't, just keep, I'll take you from where you are and I'll bring you to where you ought to be. And those are those famous lines, you see. If someone loves me, he will keep my commandments. And what's going to happen then? My Father will love him. And I will love him. And I will show myself to him. Now do you see what the commandments are for? To bring you from where you are to the place of revelation. So I can show myself to you. I have a plan for you. I have a plan for every day of your life. Listen to me. Keep my commandments. And I promise you, my Father will love you. Why? Because he loves me. But this is remarkable. As the Father loves me. See, I love you. Now the Father gives commands to the Son, doesn't he? But he's not an efficiency engineer. I mean, these are coming from the very depth of the Trinity. And so are the Lord's commandments to us. You want to sum them all up? What's the last line of the gospel today? Love one another. If we could get that one straight, we wouldn't sin anymore. That would be enough. Because if we did that and lived in that, our hearts would be bursting to tell the world. Every day you pick up this, I never look at the paper, but you pick up this newspaper and it's just more junk. Just more darkness and sin and anger and accusation and the ball scores. And is that what's going on? No, this is what's going on. You see? I've told you this, now why all this about the commandments? You remember what he said, you just heard it, right? Why am I telling you all this? He says. So that my joy might be in you. My friends, this is the way to joy. Listen to me. Move with me. Yield to me. I only want to bring you to joy. Now part of that joy will be mixed with suffering. Mine was. But I promise you, this is over in a couple of years. And then for eternity, we will enjoy each other. There's a depth of love here, right? Now, that's great. Well, how do we perpetuate that love? This is my commandment. Oh, cool. Here we go now. We've been waiting for this. What's the commandment? Empty the garbage every day at 6 o'clock. No, what does he say? Love one another as I love you. That's it. Yeah, that's it. The Spirit of God comes to us to do exactly that, right? To make us Christians, to yield, to be there, to love. Is it hard? Yeah, sometimes it's hard because it involves forgiveness as well. Okay. Now, no one's got greater love than this than to lay down his life for his friends. And you're my friends if you do what I command you. Just as I'm the Father's friend if I do what he commands me. It's not a high jump bar. If you don't get out, sorry, you're not my friend. You know? You see, all this is like a flower. Obedience, enthusiasm, forgiveness, you see. That's the flower. If you see the flower, then you know there's a root. And the root is the love between you and Jesus Christ. So the flower is, you do what I tell you. Why? He just told us. I will bring you to the place of revelation. I want to show myself to you. I want you to know the Father's love. So I have to bring you from where you are to that place of revelation. So do what I tell you, and you will come to that place of revelation. And then he says, I told you everything I heard from the Father. Well, he heard everything. His knowledge is greater than the whole universe. And I want to give it to you, he says. Some of the saints, I'm thinking of St. John of the Cross right now, he has this place where he says, and there are some souls for whom every movement of their whole being, their emotions, their memory, their body, their will, their mind, everything is moved by the Holy Spirit. You see, when he draws his diagram, Mount Carmel, you know, climbing Mount Carmel, on the right and the left, there are vices and sins. Up the middle are the virtues, obedience to the Lord and all that. At the top, what's at the top? Love. Here, there is no law. That's what he says. Aquí no hay ley. Why? Because the very Spirit of God is our law. And we will be as enthused about doing the Father's will as Jesus was. That's his promise. So that's why we get ready for Pentecost. Huh? Because the church will relive that gift. It will be made more present to us. It's not just we're acting out a theater piece, you know, let's all pretend it's Pentecost, you know. No. The Spirit comes because it's the body of Christ who is praying for it. So we pray now, and we pray for the whole world. So let's stand and pray.